One-on-One with Dad by Thomas B. Holman. Among the principal social issues of our time is the flight of fathers from their children's lives, declared Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in April 1999 General Conference, The Hands of the Fathers, Ensign, May 1999, page 15. In my work as a family life educator, I have seen problems and challenges in people's lives that confirm Elder Holland's statement. Children desire their father's attention and interest, and my experience and research have made it clear to me that they need individual time and interaction with their fathers, or, where that is not possible, with a caring adult male. For instance, some of my work has been with father-absent children and finding adult volunteers to spend several hours of one-on-one time each week. I found that children who were seen regularly by an adult friend often made dramatic improvements in their school performance, family relationships, and behavior in the community. I have also come to know that a father's psychological or emotional absence can be just as hurtful to a child as his physical absence. Being aware of these things and seeing the size and complexity of my own family growing, I felt I needed to schedule regular time with each of my children. Therefore, for several years while my children were growing up, I made it a practice to take a different child each Saturday for a couple of hours and do something with them or her. Among other things, we went swimming, shopping at the hardware store, or visited the library. The rewards of these times together were numerous. I learned through these experiences to see each of my children as individuals with unique strengths and weaknesses. Also, we discussed problems and concerns that might not have surfaced in other settings. But most of all, I learned to like each child as a friend, a quality of the father-child relationship that can be difficult to foster in the normal routine of life in a large family. Spending time alone with a child presents a great opportunity for a father to develop or cement a close personal friendship. So how can fathers go about setting up their own special times? They don't necessarily have to be on Saturday with their children. Here are a few suggestions. 1. Spend time with your child. I once read a study of 9 to 13-year-old children and their parents, which showed that while 80% of the children wanted to spend more time with their parents, less than half of the parents enjoyed doing entertainment-type things with their children. This was especially true of the fathers. I remember an occasion when an acquaintance of mine was complaining about his busy schedule. Between business activities and church callings, he had little time for his family. When I suggested some ways he could spend more time with his wife and children, he made a revealing comment. In effect, he said he did not know what to say to his kids when he was with them and felt uncomfortable being with them for any extended period. He admitted this was one reason he allowed business and church affairs to fill almost every evening. How can this obstacle be overcome? If you want to enjoy doing things with your children, begin with the attitude that you will enjoy yourself. Then, as you make the effort to regularly spend time with each child, before long you will likely find that the experience is enjoyable and that you have plenty to talk about.